You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Hello, this is Jared Wadley, and I'm here with Assistant Professor of Law, Julian Davis Mortensen. One of his areas of expertise focuses on the application of civil liberties norms in the national security context.
Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib is the alleged Christmas Day bomber of a Northwest Airlines plane
that prepared to land at Metro Airport. Julian, why is President Obama trying him in a criminal court rather than detaining him as an enemy combatant?
In understanding the answer to that question, I think it's useful to start with the architecture that the president has set out for thinking about how to deal with the current set of detainees we have at Guantanamo Bay. Because that same architecture is going to drive the decisions that are made about new people suspected of terrorist activities who fall into U.S. hands, like Mr. Abdul Muttalib. What the president has said is that when people suspected of terrorist activity fall into our hands, they're going to fall into one of three categories. First, those who are deemed appropriate to transfer to other countries, whether because we were mistaken about their involvement in terrorist activity or because we deem them not insufficiently threatening going forward to maintain in our own custody. The decision has been made here that Abdul Muttalib does not fall in this first category. The second category is a set of people who are deemed appropriate to prosecute, whether that be an ordinary federal civil court system or before a military commission. And we have instances of both. There are people who are facing military commission trial today, including those who have been referred there by the Obama administration, and people like Mr. Abdul Muttalib, who have been referred to federal district court for a criminal trial. The third category is people who are neither appropriate for transfer nor appropriate for criminal prosecution, perhaps because they are extremely dangerous, but the evidence against them is so tainted, perhaps because of earlier treatment while in U.S. custody, that a criminal prosecution is for practical purposes extremely difficult. That's a whole can of worms that does not appear to be presented by the Abdul Muttalib case. The decision that Abdul Muttalib is prosecutable, in my view, seems fairly straightforward and pretty unimpeachable. It would be difficult to ask for stronger evidence against somebody than what they have against him. I mean, he did this in full view of all the passengers in his section. There's all kinds of physical evidence against him, the explosives in his underwear, the vial of acid that he used to try to detonate the bomb. And then, perhaps most importantly, he has sung like a canary upon coming into FBI custody. He's confessed at great length, apparently, to his plans to attempt to engage in this act of domestic terrorism, and has threatened, indeed, that there are more people like him coming along. So if I was the prosecutor, I would be pretty confident about the state of evidence I have against this guy. The one possible wrinkle that has been repeatedly suggested may come into play in some of these terrorism trials domestically is the possibility of an insanity defense. My own view is that the federal standard for successfully raising an insanity defense is so high, requiring, among other things, a mental disease or defect, that it would be surprising for such a defense to be successfully raised by anybody. So from the facts that we know, the evidence that we know, the decision seems fairly straightforward and fairly unimpeachable.
Are the U.S. and other countries going overboard or in the wrong direction with the latest security measures at airports? Aren't terrorists already one step ahead of us?
I don't think that we should take away from this incident that terrorists are one step ahead of us. There are laws prohibiting all kinds of bad activity. Theft, murder, speeding. Those laws are broken all the time. Successfully, many murders are never solved. The fact that that's happening shouldn't make us think that our efforts to stop those bad things from happening are inherently flawed or doomed for failure across the board. It's sort of rather the inherent human frailty of any effort at imposing order and security. With that said, it is clear that the adaptability of terrorist groups around the world will continue to pose evolving and new threats to airport security. And there's a lot of talk now about the kinds of measures we're going to be seeing increasingly at airports to confront those evolving threats. So things like backscatter body scanners that produce what effectively amounts to a naked picture of the person who's walking through the scanner may be useful in detecting a variety of kinds of explosives that are currently widespread technology may not be able to detect. We may also see an imposition of much more in-depth inquisitorial questioning of the style that is often used in Israeli airports, if only for a subset of travelers who have been flagged for heightened security measures.
Mortensen teaches at the University of Michigan's Law School.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.